Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
During the next 2 minutes, we're going to continue to look at principles to live by from the book of Psalms. King David wrote many of these wonderful sections of Scripture. But beginning with Psalm 73, we're going to look at the Psalms of Asaph. In actuality, the authors of these Psalms could be the descendants of Asaph. You see, David assigned this extended family to be in charge of the music and the worship in the tabernacle. Listen to what we read in 1 Chronicles.
David appointed some of the Levites to be ministers before the Ark of the Lord, to celebrate the Lord God of Israel. Asaph was the chief. On that day, David decreed for the first time that thanks be given to the Lord by Asaph and his relatives. Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, proclaim his deeds among the peoples, sing to him, sing praise to him, tell about all his wondrous works.
Well, against this backdrop, one of the sons of Asaph no doubt wrote Psalm 73. Clearly, he went through a period of doubt and disillusionment when he envied the prosperity of the wicked. But when he was worshiping in the tabernacle, he regained an eternal perspective, and he wrote these words, "Who do I have in heaven but you? And I desire nothing on earth but you." Well, when Jesus came to earth, he reiterated what Asaph had discovered. Jesus said, "Don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.